Okay, this is Parakhas and Hilchos Shavuot Shemesh Nefesh, continuing with what has to do with your mikvah for accidental killers. So the halach mitzvah said habish our mikvah. So it's a positive commandment to set aside these cities of refuge and emar shloshim from the left. There are three cities. Ben Rai Mikvah, Noah goes all the way to Yisrael, and the ear mikvah only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Halach Beis, Sheshar and Hayu, there are six cities. Shalosh Shemesh by Moshe Rabbeinu Bevar Yarden, and Shalosh Shemesh by Yoshua Bezunah. So there are three that were separated by Moshe east of the Jordan, and three that were separated by, set aside by Yeshua in Israel. So the ear mikvah doesn't work until all of them have been set aside. Shneimar sheishar mikvah tin lachem. V'odinu Moshe Benosh ein shalosh shaveirin koltos. And Moshe was it was told to Moshe, or he understood that the three that are east of the Jordan do not work. Ashidu shalosh shaveirin Canaan until the other three are completed in Israel. Lama hidilan. So why do we separate them? Amar hol ba mitzvah l'day liyadi akamena. Because Moshe basically said, since I had the opportunity to do a mitzvah, even if it won't be fulfilled in its culmination, I still should go ahead and take advantage of that opportunity. And then Messianic era, Mosif and Shlosh Acheros Ha'ilu Hashesh, three more cities will be added to the six. Shemar V'yasakla Ha'oshol Shalim Al Shlosh Eilu. Ve'echa Mosifan Osan. So where are they going to be added to? In the areas of Ari Akini, Akhenazi, V'Hakadmoni. So Akhenizi, V'Hakadmoni. So these three regions. Shenikras Avram Avinu Bris Alam. They were given as a covenant over to Abram, and they have not been conquered yet. But Lehi Amar says in the Torah about them, Torah, and then after you expand the borders of Israel, that's when you would add the three. So Bezin is obligated to go ahead and make sure the roads that are built that lead to the Eir Mikvah and to fix them and to widen them as necessary. Masir Mehen Kol Mikshol Chotaklan, to remove any obstacle or pothole, etc. Ve'minichu Derech Lotev Lo Gai Velo Nahar, and you can't have any rivers, like ditches, mounds, little hills on the path. Elosanav Gesher Kadesh Lakev Sabreya. Rather, what you do is you build a bridge, for instance, across a river, to make sure the guy is not stopped, able to be catched up by the person chasing him. The Sham, because it says, Alakim is the Borech Hashem, Shneimar talking the Chadar. Rocha derech are Miklat in Paklat with Shneim Amos, so the width can't be less than 32 Amos. Well, Miklat, Haya Kasuv al Parshas Racham, Kadesh Akira, Aratzhanim, Yifnu Hashem. So there were these signs they put along the road that says Miklat, Miklat, meaning that refuge is up ahead. So this way the guy, the people who are running, would know where to go. On the 15th of Adar every year, Beizim would send Shluchim Takan and Drachim. So Beizim would send out messengers to fix the roads. Anywhere where they saw there was damage, they fixed it. Any Beizim got lazy with this. It's as if they committed murder. And so too, when the cities of refuge were set aside initially, they measure from one city to another, until they were equal distance. So the cities of refuge weren't big cities or big villages. Rather, they were like in medium size. And they should only be located in places where vertical water can be found, and then trading in commercial districts. There's no water there, you bring water in. They should also be in an area where there's people living. It's not rural. It's not to achlosan musipelan. And if the surrounding population goes down, you should add more people to the area. It's not to dioran, right? Let's say there's the number of people living in the Eir Mikvah decrease. And then we bus in, so to speak, more kohanim and Israelim, more Jews, and pour some besokhan mitzudos, and we don't go ahead and set up traps. Or rope traps, because this way we know what it called, the Goldam will not go to the city. All the cities of Levium function as refuge. Each one is considered technically a city of refuge. Right, so it's 42 cities, which is the total of 48 units of Levium. Between the two mentions of his numbers of cities, there's exeris akasov that they are both there for refuge. Now, what's the difference between a city that's set aside for refuge and a city set aside for levim? Because an ir mikla works whether the guy who goes in has intent or not intent to have it as refuge. As soon as he goes in, it works. But the other cities of Levium don't function as klita unless you go in with intent. Let's say a person, an accidental killer who lives inside an ir mikla does not pay rent. But if he lives in a different, if a city of Levium, knows he has to pay rent. Any city that serves as a place of refuge, the surrounding area also functions as a refuge. If there's a tree that sits within the border of the Eir Miklat, but its branches extend beyond the limits, when you get underneath the tree, you're good to go as refuge. If it's sitting outside the tchum, but its branches lean inside the border, Nikla. Yes, that once he gets into the city limits, then it works. If someone kills him there, he gets killed. So even though the surrounding area does function as refuge, the killer doesn't live there. He lives in a city, but not in its border. All right, that ends Parak Ches, and we'll continue with Parak Ches next time.